AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. It took a while, but today the Senate voted to confirm Loretta Lynch as the next Attorney General. The AP's Jerry Bodlander is live on Capitol Hill.
Ed, the 56-43 vote confirming Lynch as the nation's 83rd Attorney General came 5.5 months after she was nominated. Democrats like Dianne Feinstein bemoaned the delay while touting Lynch's credentials.
Her qualifications are really sterling.
While 10 Republicans voted for her, most voted no because Lynch said she supports the president's executive action on immigration. The 56 votes is the lowest for an attorney general since 2007. Lynch will be the first black female attorney general. Ed?
That's the AP's Jerry Bodlander on Capitol Hill. Also, a House committee investigating the Benghazi attack in Libya is calling on Hillary Clinton to testify the week of May 18th. The families of the American and Italian hostages killed in a U.S. drone strike will be compensated.
I'm not aware of what the details of that compensation is, but I can tell you that compensation will be provided. To both families, to both Dr. Weinstein and the family of Mr. Laporta.
That's White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest. President Obama says he takes full responsibility for the deaths of Warren Weinstein and Giovanni Laporta. He says, based on U.S. intelligence, they weren't aware civilians were in the area targeted along the Afghan-Pakistan border. Weinstein's wife says she hoped the U.S. and Pakistani officials would have done everything possible to win his release, but added those who took him captive bear the ultimate responsibility. A passenger on a SkyWest flight from Hartford that made an emergency landing in Buffalo, New York, described a lack of air in the cabin and shortness of breath as three others on board lost consciousness. The governor of Maryland is sending state troopers to Baltimore to help with protests following the police custody death of Freddie Gray. Wall Street stocks are higher. The Dow is up about 42 points. This is AP Radio News. The Super Bowl champion New England Patriots are at the White House.
I usually tell a bunch of jokes at these events, but with the Patriots in town, I was worried that 11 out of 12 of them would fall flat.
This is the team's fourth championship. President Obama brought up the controversy during the playoffs involving deflated footballs, but the president also praised the Patriots for their play on the field.
In a league that's known for its parity, they have set a standard for excellence that we may not see again for a very long time.
President Obama says he wished Boston would share some sports titles with his home city of Chicago. In Keene, California, on the 22nd anniversary of Cesar Chavez's death, he received full graveside honors from the Navy. Chavez did not receive military honors when he died. The farm workers' leader served in the Western Pacific during a stint in the Navy in the 40s. Chavez's death surprised his family, and they didn't ask at the time for military recognition. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.